Okay, let's move on here to Marlene, who's calling us from Bellevue. Hi, Belle. Hi, Marlene. What's on your mind?
Hi there. Yeah, I am on Lisinopril, 40 milligrams twice a day, and Valsartan, or anyway, 50 twice a day. And I only have one kidney. And I'm wondering if I can take the Remind, because I see it's processed through the kidney, too. Some of the medications in it. Is that going to hurt my kidney?
Fortunately not, ma'am. It will not hurt the kidneys. Now, there's one other thing you can do to protect your kidneys. You may have heard about this, and I realize you do not at this time have kidney failure, but in people with kidney failure, some brilliant researchers found out that if they just had those people stir 1 teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda into water, could be a little bit of water, could be a whole bunch of water, didn't matter, just so it diluted the 1 teaspoon, and swallow it at bedtime every night, why, it really slowed the progress of their kidney failure enough to be considered significant slowdown. Now, all that's doing, of course, ma'am, is giving us more alkaline blood overnight, and if that blood is more alkaline, apparently the kidneys like it better, and they're not as likely to be damaged by much of anything if there's more alkalinity there. So you could protect your remaining kidney with just bicarb.
Yeah, because I have 2 stents in my renal artery there, and I really need to, I need to protect that. So can I take vinegar during the day, or is that not good with that? Because I hear vinegar is really good for you.
It is. However, just make sure to offset it with the bicarb at night. And here's another thing you could do, ma'am. You've heard of pH test strips, those little test strips you get in the health food stores, Tomo Dispensary, and other places. You stick them under your tongue and do that first thing in the morning, pull it out and see what the pH is, and then you can do it a different time of day and see what the pH is. You've heard of those?
Yeah, I can find that.
Okay, well, please do. Here's why. Because you want to have enough bicarb balancing and balanced with the vinegar so that you don't get too acid. Is it possible to get too alkaline? Well, I suppose it is, but one has to go further in that direction. So just for example, and I am just guessing, and that's why I asked you to consider getting the test strips. Just for example, let's say you took vinegar, because it is good for many things, no question, and you took 1 teaspoon of that. You might find out that you need to take 2 teaspoons of bicarb to keep your body slightly on the alkaline side instead of just 1 teaspoon, you see? So you can balance yourself off and check your pH and see what your body needs.
And do you check that in the morning when you get up?
Yes, you check in the morning when you get up. But remember, if you're also taking vinegar at the daytime, you might want to check in the evening before you get to go to bed, too, just to see what that vinegar did to your pH.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, thank you. One other question really quick. I can't take niacinamide because I broke out in a rash and itched all over. Is there anything else I can take for arthritis, osteoarthritis, besides niacinamide?
Since lack of niacinamide is the cause of osteoarthritis, what you want to do instead is to check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and get yourself desensitized to niacinamide. Now, we do this kind of desensitization at Tahoma Clinic all the time. It's nothing more than applied homeopathy. Homeopathy, if you get the dose right, will desensitize you to whatever it is you're allergic to. So anyway, get yourself desensitized. And I'm going to throw something else in here, ma'am, that's hard to believe, but it really does work. Little kids with ADHD, I learned from a doctor in South Carolina, Dr. Alan Lieberman, that if we desensitize those kids to their own brain neurotransmitters, that their ADHD gets a lot better and in some cases vanishes. It's possible to be sensitive to our own body molecules, and we can get desensitized to anything. So please consider getting desensitized to niacinamide.
I will do that. I know you're in Renton, too, so thank you. I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay. We've actually moved to Tukwila, ma'am.
Don't you have one in Renton, too?
Nope. We moved from Renton to Tukwila.
I looked a long time ago, and I saw you had one in Renton. Well, thank you. I know where that is. I think I'll have to come there. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome, ma'am.